give us your perspective. It's hard to figure out. I know you're not in there every day, but what's your perspective on this hiring of Lane Kiffin at such a young age?
It's hard to imagine anybody coming in at, you know, with that youth behind him, not a lot of experience, you know, taking over an NFL franchise, but sometimes maybe it's better to hire the unknown than hire the known. The last two hires by the Raiders have been former coaches that just didn't work out. Players didn't buy into this, into their package, and perhaps they'll buy into this one. Give them a chance. I think even more important than that, they have to get someone in that facility that can help them. You know, like a football person. Every team, every successful team has a football person like a Bill Polian, other than Al Davis. I mean, he's got to get, you know, Bruce Allen, when he left, they never did really adequately replace him, in my opinion.
Tom, but before I let you go, last question then, because we appreciate your honesty on this. Who would you pick? I mean, frankly, would you ever consider it at your very young age to come back and provide that? Because that's clearly the major piece they're missing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I want to work that hard. Shoot, if I was involved, I wouldn't be driving to the golf course right now to play golf.
So, no, you wouldn't.
I enjoy my life right now, although I still have a passion for the game and you know, for the team that I played most of my and spent most of my career with. I've never discarded that part of it. I do not want to go back in the field. I know that, but there's always all kinds of challenges. But at this stage, I'd rather just do what I'm doing now and see Lenny twice a year and doing the radio and hopefully not suffer as much as I did last year with that team.
Was that the toughest year ever for you watching this team?
Yes, toughest year ever, because I didn't see any progress. You know, usually you can see progress, you can see this and you can see that. I did not see any progress. And because of that, you know, sometimes you can lose all hope. I haven't lost all hope for the future, but because the team is very young, but they better get back on track pretty soon, and hopefully this young kid can do it. I mean, he takes a lot of energy nowadays, and at 31 years old, he will be 55 years old in about 1 year.
Tom, he's going to be tested. I know that.
Oh,
hey,
tell me about it. He will be.
Hey, Tom, Len and I wanted to know, when you heard Lane Kiffin say that they will play happy and they will play hard, do you think that maybe the old Tom Flores might have said they will play angry and they will play hard?
Well, first of all, they better play and meet and practice the way they're supposed to, the way they've promised to do. But if they're going to play happy, maybe they've got one guy there that he's not happy. He doesn't even run routes. So, if he's going to be there, got to try to make him happy. But, you know, my feeling is they don't run the asylum. The coaches still should be running the asylum. If the coaches have the respect, show them how to win. And when you do that, the players will buy into it. They have a very young team, with the exception of a couple of guys that were disgruntled last year and it kind of sabotaged that team. They have a pretty young football team, but they've got to get two things settled: quarterback and offensive line. Those two areas have to be addressed before they can have successful teams.